Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 40th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Even though there's that lifeless body that laid in the tomb, Jesus is alive, very alive. Amen. The first thing he did, I believe, the Bible speaks of this in Hebrews and other places, that Jesus took his own blood and went to the Holy of Holies and put his blood on the altar. It was pleasing to God. And then from there, he went back down into the underworld. And Ephesians talks about this. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, when he said that he led captivity captives and gave gifts unto the men. Now, he that ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same that ascended up far above the heaven, that he might fill all things. So you get the picture. Jesus went down into the underworld, and he emptied that compartment of believers. That compartment that the rich man and Lazarus, they could look across and they could see one another. And that's why when you read in 1 Peter chapter number 3, where that he, well, let me read that. 1 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 18. After he was put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, he also went and preached unto the spirits in prison. This is in the underworld. Which sometimes were disobedient, which were long-suffering of God, waiting the days of Noah. And it talked about him preaching. Now, Jesus wasn't preaching to unbelievers, offering them an invitation to be saved. What he was doing, they saw the way the rich man could see Lazarus and Abraham and those people on the other side. They saw Jesus, the one that they had rejected. He preached to them, "You rejected me. And everything that was preached about me is true." And they were an eyewitness there in the underworld. And Jesus took everyone from Adam to the last person that was in that underworld. And he led, the Bible says, led captivity captive. He took them into heaven where they are today. That's why you understand in the book of Psalm where it talked about hell hath enlarged herself. What are you talking about, preacher? Well, that great gulf that was between is like that wall. That you couldn't go over there, the lost couldn't go over there, and the saved couldn't come over this way. Well, when God emptied, or Jesus emptied that underneath, it's like he did a remodel. I like to use this illustration. And he knocked that partition out, that wall out. And now that whole underworld is nothing now but hell. You following? For the regions of the doomed and the damned. But before his resurrection, or before his crucifixion, all believers were there in that same compartment in the underworld. And we find Abraham there in Luke chapter number 16. Well, the Bible tells us in Genesis, at last we hear, at least as far as his life. Now, Abraham's mentioned so many times in Scripture. Over 250 times Abraham's mentioned in Scripture. But as far as his life here on earth, again, let me finish with this. And Abraham gave up the ghost. When you talk about people giving up the ghost, it's a biblical term, okay? The spirit leaves their body. Move on. And died in a good old age, an old man, full of years, and was gathered to his people. I'm telling you, this world is not my home. One day, we're going to be gathered to our people. Amen. I've been listening to a little bit of gospel bluegrass. I like gospel music, like Southern gospel. I've been getting a little bit of Southern gospel bluegrass and the banjos, and I know some of y'all don't like that, but I like it. I like that stuff. And there's a song I heard the other day, and I put it on repeat about 3 or 4 times. It's called Rank Stranger. I know most of you've never heard that song, Rank Stranger. How many ever heard that song, Rank Stranger? You old folk. R-A-N-K. The thought of it, I'm not at home. They're all rank strangers to me. This whole world. I'm not comfortable. But boy, when I get home, he says, there'll be no rank stranger. You may not agree with all the doctrinal aspects of it. I understand all. But I just enjoyed it. That's what Abraham, he said, he's gathered to his people. We're going to be gathered to our people. Our loved ones, our fathers, our mothers, sisters, husbands. Those who've gone on before us. And most of all, we'll be gathered to him. And I can't wait. Listen, I'm not looking for death, but I'm not afraid of it. Preacher, you're crazy. I'm not. I'm really not. Preacher, you're a nut. Yeah, I may be a nut, but I'm on the right bolt. I'm telling you. Heard Mark Lowry sing the other day, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Well, we have to cross that river, so to speak, that river of Jordan. I understand all the symbolic thing there, but and one more thing about Abraham, and I'm going to close. In James chapter number 2, verse number 23, James writes something about Abraham. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed for him for righteousness. And then the last part of that verse, the last part of verse number 23, speaking about Abraham, he was called a friend of God. Amen. Boy, if nothing else, when I pass on, and y'all have my funeral, wouldn't it be nice to say, well, he was a friend of God. Amen. A friend of God. What more can you say? He was a friend of God. What do you have to do to be a friend? First of all, you got to know him. Do you know the Lord? You got to know him. Secondly, you got to walk with him. Do you walk with the Lord? Thirdly, you got to talk with him. Do you talk with him? So what do you do with a friend? You got to know him. You got to walk with him. You got to talk with him. You got to spend time with him. Abraham did that. And he was called a friend of God. May we as God's people be called a friend of God. Not just because we know him. And he knows us. But because we walk with him and talk with him, spend time with him. This song just popped in my head. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. For those of us in who's going through problems and difficulties in homes and marriages and finances, and you don't know where the end is, I'm telling you, no better friend than Jesus. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. Nobody. Our Father, we thank you for your word, for Abraham, for his testimony, for his faithfulness, for that great example that's before us. Lord, I understand that's his story, but what about our story? What about our lives? Are we faithful? Do we walk with you? Do we believe you? Do we trust you? Lord, can we be called your friend? Lord, and I pray that if there's somebody here in our auditorium that's never trusted you as Savior, that today be the hour they call upon your son's name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's prepare for worship. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.